Today, from the Ohio Newsroom, the state of Ohio's cities.
Support for today from the Ohio Newsroom comes from Ohio CASA. 15,000 Ohio children are in foster care at any given time. CASA volunteers advocate for these children. Information at ohiocasa.org.
Today from the Ohio Newsroom takes you around the state, connecting you with news and neighbors from all over Ohio. I'm Kendall Crawford. Each year, mayors from across the country outline their biggest challenges from the last year and their priorities for the year ahead in the annual State of the Cities report. Athens Mayor Steve Patterson is the president of the National League of Cities, the organization that conducted the survey. He's here to help us understand how Ohio fits into the national picture. Hello, Steve.
Hi, Kendall. Thanks for having me on.
Thank you for talking with us. So, housing, public safety, and infrastructure were some of the top concerns highlighted in this report. How does that square up with your experience as Athens mayor?
You know, I think it squares up perfectly. The things that were identified really reflect a lot of what we're experiencing in Athens for me as mayor, but I'm seeing it in other cities across the state as well. And, you know, the big thing in the report is, you know, 62% of the respondents this year stated that economic development and attraction of businesses into your community were paramount. It was of high importance to them, which is almost a doubling of what that percentage was a year ago. It certainly is in Athens, but it certainly is across the state, as we know that we've got some pretty heavy hitters, things like Intel is coming in, but so are a number of other businesses.
Are we bucking any trends? Can you give us an example of something Ohio mayors are excelling at in particular?
Getting really creative with sometimes old tools that we've had in the toolbox. Tax incremental financing is a great example. With tax incremental financing, we're using it in the city of Athens to build the infrastructure on green space, which offsets a developer's cost for building homes on otherwise undeveloped areas in the city of Athens. We're leaning into that, but we're also learning a lot from what came out of this report to see what cities, towns, and villages are thinking and what they're doing.
Economic development was, like, predictably a top priority chosen by mayors. How is that landscape, though, shifting now that cities won't have American Rescue Plan Act dollars coming in? And at the same time, the federal government is potentially looking at reducing grants to municipalities.
Yeah, that's a real challenge. It's a real challenge for all of us. It's a concern. I know it's a concern to my counterparts throughout the state of Ohio, looking at what the terrain looks like ahead of us. But I will also say, you know, that we're creative, we're pretty frugal. You know, I think it is incumbent upon us as civic leaders to be there on the Hill, to engage with our congressional members, with our senators, and make sure that we're telling our successes, but also sharing the true need as we're looking forward in time, because those needs don't go away.
Do you foresee it having an impact on Athens' budget at all?
You know, at this point, we're doing fairly well. The big challenge that we're seeing right now is with the federal funding that have received and we're already queued up for projects into 2026, 2027. It tends to be finding those who are willing to bid on projects in the city of Athens. That I see as a Southeast Ohio and probably elsewhere in the state of Ohio problem. There is a level of saturation.
That's Steve Patterson, the mayor of Athens and the president of the National League of Cities. Thank you.
Kendall, thanks for having me on.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you tomorrow.